This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Now we are ready to continue our devotional study of Isaiah 52:13 through 53:12. Let's consider what these verses reveal about man, you and me. After reading over these verses, it is clear that man's heart is deceitful and easily deceived. We see things very differently than how God does. We look at the outward appearance rather than at the heart. Isaiah says that when man looks at Jesus, especially in his passion, there is nothing that attracts us to him or causes us to desire him. That's why chapter 53 starts with the question, "Who has believed our message?" Man by nature is unbelieving. What caused Jesus to suffer, be disfigured, and put to death were our infirmities and sorrows, our transgressions and iniquities, our sins. We esteem ourselves, Isaiah says, while we hide our faces from Jesus, despise and reject him. Our desperate need permeates this whole chapter. Probably the best word picture Isaiah gives to describe us is verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. We want to do it our way. And by going forth headstrong, doing it our way, we unbeknownst are doing everything that turns us away from God. We are lost, but not hopelessly lost. We can be justified. Isaiah 53:11 says, "After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities."